Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include celebrating the upcoming World Falun Dafa Day in Toronto, U.S. representatives in Texas send congratulations for World Falun Dafa Day, Swedish Parliament, film and forum on organ harvesting prompts talk of related legislation, a child's letter to his imprisoned mother, U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom releases 2016 annual report, expresses concern for forced organ harvesting in China, and Shenyun's sold-out shows in Southern California impress entertainment moguls. Now for the stories. Celebrating the upcoming World Falun Dafa Day in Toronto. The 17th World Falun Dafa Day and 24th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction in China on May 13th is also the 65th birthday of Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. Practitioners in Toronto, Canada gathered at Nathan Phillips Square on May 3rd to celebrate this special occasion. Life journeys changed for the better. Chrissy Trudeau, a nurse working in Toronto, said that Falun Dafa improved her life in the best way. Her dietary and digestive problems that could not be cured, as well as her marijuana addiction, disappeared several weeks after she began practicing Falun Dafa. Christy now has a happy marriage and a favorable work environment. She is very thankful to Falun Dafa. She said, "By following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in my life, I became more open-minded. This not only helped my relationship with my family, but also helped me make a better working environment." Alice Huang is a teacher who used to suffer from arthritis. Because of the pain, she had difficulty writing and typing on a computer. To prevent further edema, she had to receive injections every week and had a restricted diet. She saw practitioners doing the Falun Dafa exercises in a park one day and decided to give it a try. Within a week, both her joint pain and edema disappeared. More importantly, Falun Dafa taught her to look within when running into conflicts with others. She said, "I find that when I am more considerate of others, I am happier and more peaceful, and so is the world around me." Joey Gigliotti, 24, joined the World Falun Dafa Day festivities for the first time. He traveled for an hour from Hamilton to reach the event. He said he first heard about Falun Dafa from a friend 1.5 years ago. He smiled, saying, "I had always been searching for a way to make myself a better person. Then I found Falun Dafa. I am very fortunate because Falun Dafa is the best in the world." Toronto resident Adriana Reisner and her husband were impressed by the practitioners' group exercise as they walked past the square. She said, "We have seen many activities in Toronto before, but it is hard to find one so peaceful." Seeing a banner from practitioners with the words "truthfulness, compassion, forbearance," Adriana turned to her husband with excitement and said, "These principles are important to this city and the world."
U.S. representatives in Texas send congratulations for World Falun Dafa Day. 5 U.S. representatives in Texas issued proclamations and expressed support for celebrations in Texas of the 17th World Falun Dafa Day on May 13, 2016. Their congratulatory letters were sent to the Southern USA Falun Dafa Association. U.S. Congressman Ted Poe is one of the sponsors of House Resolution 343, which calls for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's organ harvesting. Congressman Poe recognized Falun Dafa's universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and said Falun Dafa practitioners' determination and courage to stand up for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance while facing severe persecution from the Chinese Communist Party has shown the world the value of life and the preciousness of human dignity. U.S. Congressman John Culberson issued a commendation to World Falun Dafa and wrote a congratulatory letter. He said in the letter, "I congratulate Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, whose dedication to global teachings in this cultivation practice has benefited over 100 million people." U.S. Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson wrote in her letter, "Your efforts to bring about peace in the souls of individuals and in the life of the world are legendary and are greatly admired and appreciated by the people of North Texas." Your concerns for the well-being of others and for world peace are laudatory and should be emulated by men, women, and children throughout the world.
Swedish Parliament, Film and Forum on Organ Harvesting prompts talk of related legislation. The award-winning documentary Human Harvest, China's Illegal Organ Trade, was screened at the Swedish Parliament on April 26, 2016. Swedish Member of Parliament Niklas Malmberg sponsored the screening and hosted a forum afterwards. Swedish MPs Manjan Nig, a trustee of the International Society of Human Rights based in Germany, along with Falun Gong practitioners, participated in the event. After the film screening, the MPs discussed the Chinese Communist Party's organ harvesting crimes and what could be done to end the atrocities. Mr. Nick said that among European countries, Spain was the first to stipulate code and applied it in 2010 to ban citizens from taking part in or promoting illegal organ trade, and that violators would be sentenced to 3 to 12 years in prison. The number of Spanish citizens traveling to China for organ transplants has since decreased to nearly none. Hearing this, several Swedish MPs indicated that similar legislation should be passed in Sweden. MP Malmberg of the Green Party said he was shocked by the film and the evidence of organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. He thought more countries should make legislation, like Spain's, to stop organ tourism to China. MP Hans Rothenberg commented that China conducted over 10,000 organ transplants every year, but there were only 37 voluntary donors. It is apparent that the organs are taken from death row inmates, and especially from incarcerated Falun Gong practitioners, he said. He thought that a state-sponsored act of human slaughter, when exposed to the public, would be treated as genocide, like those of Nazi Germany, the former Soviet Union, and Cambodia. He said, "It is time to act." He said he would contact the foreign minister to discuss the right course of action. Over 52,000 signatures from Swedish people. During the forum, a Falun Gong practitioner presented over 52,000 signatures from Swedish citizens to the Swedish Parliament. The signatures were collected to call for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong and the CCP's organ harvesting atrocities.
A child's letter to his imprisoned mother. Mom, I love you. Mom, how have you been doing these past months? Have you had enough to eat? I got my grades from school and I got a score of 94 in Chinese, 87 in mathematics, and 72 in English. Don't worry, Mom. I know you did nothing wrong and I am waiting for your return. This is a letter from a 9-year-old boy to his mother. He grew up without his parents because they were arrested when he was only 3 years old. He lives with his grandmother, who often tells him that his parents did not do anything wrong by upholding their belief in Falun Gong. Though still an elementary school pupil, he is mature beyond his years and feels proud of his mother. The boy's mother, Ms. Lin Shumei, was arrested and detained many times for remaining steadfast in her practice of Falun Gong, despite the persecution that began in 1999. Her latest arrest was in August 2010. She was sentenced to 7 years in prison and has been held in the Harbin Women's Prison since February 23, 2011. She has been subjected to many forms of torture, including sleep deprivation, being suspended by ropes and manacles, and being tied to a cold steel deathbed. Ms. Lin's mother went to visit her on April 11, 2016, but their conversation was cut off by the guards after just 10 minutes. Ms. Lin's mother brought her the boy's letter, but the guards would not allow Ms. Lin to read it.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom releases 2016 annual report, expresses concern for forced organ harvesting in China. China's severe religious freedom violations continued in 2015, said a statement in the 2016 annual report of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, which was recently released. This is an independent, bipartisan U.S. federal government commission that reviews the facts and circumstances of religious freedom violations worldwide and makes policy recommendations to the President, the Secretary of State, and Congress. In its key finding on China, the report states, while the Chinese government sought to further assert itself on the global stage, at home it pursued policies to diminish the voices of individuals and organizations advocating for human rights and genuine rule of law. During the past year, as in recent years, the central and/or provincial governments continued to forcibly remove crosses and bulldoze churches, implemented discriminatory and at times violent crackdown on Uyghur Muslims and Tibetan Buddhists and their rights, and harass, imprison, or otherwise detain Falun Gong practitioners, human rights defenders, and others. Therefore, the report stated, based on the continuation of this long-standing trend of religious freedom violations, we again recommend in 2016 that China be designated a country of particular concern for its systematic, egregious, and ongoing abuses. The State Department has designated China as a country of particular concern since 1999.
Shen Yun sold out shows in Southern California impress entertainment moguls. The New York company of Shen Yun Performing Arts presented 31 sold-out shows in 8 major cities in Southern California on March 19th to April 30th, 2016. This special occasion attracted many moguls from the entertainment industry who appreciated both the artistic and cultural elements displayed in the performance. Academy Award-winning producer, It Takes You Away. It's very magical, It Takes You Away, said Michael Phillips, Academy Award-winning film producer, after seeing the performance in Los Angeles with his wife on April 24th. He said, I'm just impressed with the artistry and the agility of the dancers. It's all really a great experience. It's ancient, it's modern, it's really beautiful. Academy Award-winning actor, lovely spectacle. Lovely spectacle, very beautiful to see, said Academy Award-winning actor George Chikaris after seeing the performance in Northridge on April 20th. He said, I can imagine they have a very long rehearsal process to be so good in synchronizing with each other, coordinating in their movement. It's very beautiful. 3-time Emmy-winning actress, it was as if they were on air. The discipline it takes is indescribable, said Jean Smart, 3-time Emmy-winning actress. It was as if they were on air. She added, this part of the culture is important to maintain so that people can see it. Emmy Award-winning producer, an ancient wisdom. I'm glad to see that the traditional values are being supported here. An ancient wisdom, said Craig Huxley, Emmy Award-winning and Grammy Award nominee, musician and producer. He was especially touched by the performance of the 2-string arhu, which he described as so evocative of an ancient time. Film actor, startling and breathtaking. Startling and breathtaking. It was just a lot of grace in the performance tonight, said film actor and producer William Baldwin, who brought his daughter Brooke and friends to see the performance in Santa Barbara on April 30th. He said, I love the historic and cultural things that Shen Yun is sharing with us here. Mr. Baldwin added, we haven't had quite an experience like that in all the years that I've lived here. I've lived here almost 10 years now, so it was special for us. Shen Yun will continue its world tour with May performances in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ottawa, Canada, Hamilton, Canada, and Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.